Hey everyone, just wanted to let you know that I've gotten recently and I'm really enjoying my Quick Shot Vantage from FleshJack. It's a good budget way to get into FleshJacks if you've been thinking about it. Mine didn't cost too much. It's open-ended at each end, so you can let your finish fly. I'm looking forward to using one end for myself and one end for a bait buddy, if that takes your fancy as well. There's a link in the episode description if you want to get yourself a Quick Shot Vantage. I got one recently and I'm already enjoying it often and enjoying it considerably. Follow the link in the episode description to get your own Quick Shot Vantage from FleshJack. Welcome to another episode of the Better Beta podcast. It is the middle of May and we all know it's masturbation month. If you don't, now you do. As we relaunch the podcast, focus on becoming a better beta, I thought I'd start with an introduction and a history of masturbation month. Some of this you might know, some you might not. I know when I first did this in an old iteration of the podcast, there was a lot that myself and Sean, my former co-host, learnt. To talk about the event, I've got to go back over 30 years. In 1993, US President Bill Clinton appointed Dr. Joycelyn Elders to the position of Surgeon General of the United States. Now, I know you want to hear about Masturbation Month, but after doing this research, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Elders. While she didn't directly start Masturbation Month herself, I'd like to include her as a hero for bait positivity. But she was also an incredible woman in her own right. The adversity she overcame to get herself into a position where we can even mention her name is incredible. She was born in 1933 into a segregated community, balancing working in cotton fields with attending her schooling. Her hard work paid off though, and eventually she graduated from Philander Smith College, an all-black college in Arkansas. She joined the military and entered medical school through the GI Bill, but was the only black student and still suffered a segregated approach, including dining separately with the cleaning staff. Despite this, she completed her training and a master's degree, becoming a respected professor and researcher focused on pediatric medicine. Dr. Elders was appointed Director of Public Health in Arkansas in 1987 and served under Bill Clinton, who was governor at the time. She champions children's health, but also became an advocate for comprehensive sex education in schools, something we know is a divisive topic in the US. In 1993, Bill Clinton, now US President, appointed Dr. Elders to the post of Surgeon General of the United States, making her the first woman of color to take on the position. A bold move by Clinton, but one that leads us to our topic today. In her time in that position, Dr. Elders was controversial in many respects, right from the start. She had a blunt, no-nonsense approach to public health issues. She was outspoken on many taboo topics, including AIDS prevention, tobacco use, drug policy, and sexual health. Unfortunately, for those of us more open-minded folks, her time in the top job didn't last long. She was gone by December 1994. This is where her link to Masturbation Month comes in. On December 1st, 1994, Dr. Elders was a featured speaker at the UN-led World AIDS Day Conference. During the Q&A session that followed her formal speech, a question was asked about whether a reduction in the spread of the virus could result from, quote, more explicit discussion of masturbation, end quote. The question suggesting that as an alternative to partnered sex, and therefore lowering the risk of spreading the virus. Dr. Elders answered, quote, I think that is something that is a part of human sexuality, and it's a part of something that perhaps should be taught, end quote. I'm sure you can imagine the storm that broke out in response to those remarks. Christian groups were up in arms, as were the Republicans, but even some of Clinton's own Democrats spoke out against Dr. Elders' comments. An educated and open mind, and with the benefit of an opportunity to explain her response, can see that Dr. Elders was advocating, as she always had been, for better sex education. If people, and this is me broadening it beyond the high school classroom, understand, accept, and enjoy masturbation, then the chasing of unnecessary and sometimes risky partnered sexual practices is likely to reduce. From there, we can assume that the transmission and spread of STIs, including HIV, will reduce along with it. But Dr. Elder's opponents took the line of, she's suggesting kids get taught how to masturbate. And on December 9, 1994, Bill Clinton fired Dr. Joycelyn Elders. We now know that Bill Clinton wasn't necessarily the bearer of the high standard of morality, but the political decision was made and she was out. But don't worry, she continued a successful career as a lecturer and professor and continued to speak out in favor of sex education, contraception, and other sex-positive topics. But her sacking was the catalyst that led to the beginning of Masturbation Month as we know it today. For that, we move from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco. And if you had to guess where such a sex-positive event started, you must have had San Fran on your shortlist, at least in terms of U.S. cities anyway. In particular, it was Good Vibrations, a sex-positive retail store in San Francisco. Sex therapist and educator Joanie Blank started Good Vibrations in 1977, and it is recognized as only the second sex-positive and women-friendly store in the US. It was focused on being an alternative to the established adult bookshops of the time, but focused on women. Blank was bait-positive from the start, running workshops for women which included masturbation as homework. If you think Dr. Elders copped it in 1994, imagine some of the outrage that would have brought in the early 80s. The store expanded to other sites, started a mail order business, set up publishing imprints, and even video production, all with an ethical, woman-focused, but always sex-positive ethos. In 1992, Blank sold the store to its workers, setting it up as a workers' co-op, furthering, powering the sex-positive people of San Francisco. Following the firing of Dr. Elders in 1995, the workers at Good Vibrations were outraged. They saw it as a presidential overreach and a slap in the face to sex positivity. They immediately began discussing responses. Dr. Carol Queen was there from the start and said this, quote, "The firing of Dr. Elders upset us all so much at Good Vibes, because of raising shame about masturbation and acknowledging all the good it can do was literally our foundation," end quote. They saw an opportunity to push back against the stigma of self-pleasure, and as they discussed the ideas and the concept of Masturbation Month came up, Dr. Queen recalls, quote, "We all knew that was it," end quote. They chose the month partly for the alliteration, which I personally love, but also because of the connection to springtime and fertility. I love the springtime idea, but unfortunately, here in the Southern Hemisphere, we're just on the end of autumn and heading into winter. While that means the spring vibes aren't around, it does mean we're spending a little more time indoors, which beautifully lends itself to spending a little more time with yourself. That being said, the connection that the folks at Good Vibrations made with the fertility celebrations of spring led me to do some research on the traditional May Day celebration. Though we love the phallic symbol of the maypole, the traditional pagan part of these celebrations was more about reproduction and not about solo sex. The May Day, or prior to that Beltane festivities, were about sexual freedom. They were about embracing fertility and celebrating the life-giving parts of human sexuality. I love this idea, and I love any celebration of sexuality. It's a little bit of a shame that they didn't celebrate solo sex in the same way. However, I found that some of the more modern interpretations of these festivities have expanded a little. Nowadays, you can find broader May Day celebrations that continue the sex-positive tradition, but include more about pleasure and enjoyment of one's own sexuality and sexual power. Masturbation forms a part of these celebrations more these days, and if anyone out there is considering hosting an event where we all wrap ribbons around a maypole before we light a bonfire and wrap our hands around our own poles, please send me an invitation. But let's get back on track. Good Vibrations launched the first National Masturbation Month in May 1995, with the first National Masturbation Day celebrated on May 7th of that month. The initial aim was to build positive discourse around masturbation and self-pleasure, directly countering some of the growing stigma and suppression of these activities. Dr. Queen explained the idea further, quote, "We didn't think we were going to get Joycelyn Elders reinstated, but we knew people had to talk more frankly about masturbation and sexuality in general. We wanted to prevent things like that from happening in the future because, honestly, she said such a simple and sensible thing, end quote. And Queen was right. Nothing about what Dr. Elders said was outrageous. She was simply stating that teaching young people about their bodies was a positive public health move. I find that point really hard to argue. In the early days, Masturbation Month was about advocacy and conversation, bringing it into the public discourse, or at least a little closer to it. Events connected to Masturbation Month included a Masturbation Hall of Fame, public storytelling, and a few years in, masturbatathons were organised as charity events based on length or occurrence of masturbation, raising money and awareness for sexual health causes. The event grew to take on the international tag later, and many organisations, educators, and sex toy companies have amplified it and broadened the event, the recognition, and the discussion. These days, the recognition of the month has grown, at least in online sex-positive circles. We've seen many brands get behind it, and while things like Tenga's 2017 hashtag Do It In May campaign was undoubtedly jumping on for some toy sales, the connection is out there, and the positivity behind it continues to grow. We know that Bait World hosts the Great Bait Off every year in May, and I've already seen one article on my Facebook feed about that, which is both wild and reassuring at the same time. It really shows some broadening of the event and the discussion that comes with it. Despite its existence for the last 30 years, the need for it remains just as high. We still need to push to build up the positive discussion around masturbation. I'm looking forward to seeing just how widespread that discussion is this year. Though it has always remained a light-hearted event, the focus has remained the same, with some serious depth behind it. While many use it as an opportunity or as an excuse to enjoy themselves and their masturbation to a higher level, the goals of this month and the title it wears remain the same. It's about destigmatization, education, advocacy, and self-discovery. Still to this day, there's a ridiculous amount of stigma around self-pleasure. I've mentioned that a bunch on previous versions of the podcast, but it's still around. There are still people holding a ton of shame around it, and we know how much this holds people back from really enjoying themselves and embracing the solo part of their sexuality. Masturbation Month brings this to the fore, talking about the activities in an open and positive way. This shame and stigma is definitely something I'll be covering in this new Better Beta podcast. Another big part of what I want to do with this new version of the pod lines right up with the education goal of Masturbation Month. I think we should be learning about it, learning about its benefits and its possibilities. I don't want to get too into teaching mode on the podcast, but you're going to be getting educated about this stuff, folks. Be ready. There is so much out there about masturbation that even I don't know about. I'm looking forward to broadening my knowledge as much as I'm looking forward to sharing it all with you. But the really big part of masturbation I love is the focus on self-discovery. I was a little tongue-in-cheek when I called it the ultimate self-care in the last episode, but I don't think that's far from the truth. There is very little that allows you to connect with yourself like masturbation does. It is one of the very few times when you allow yourself to shut everything out and focus on yourself. You're allowed to be selfish. You're allowed to follow your pleasure wherever it wants to take you. Embrace that this month and build it into your bait habits going forward. I'll be covering some ways we can access this more as we go through the podcast this year. I'm really keen for us all to lean into those things as we celebrate Masturbation Month. Enjoy yourself as much as you can, but also be open to things. Try something new. Talk to someone about it. Take some time to think about why you love to masturbate. And let me know what the month means to you. Before I go, I need to mention one thing that I was thrilled to learn, and I'm going to say made me think a little about destiny and fate. I mentioned before that the first Masturbation Day was celebrated on May 7. Around 2005, that date shifted, and we now celebrate it on May 28. This also happens to be my birthday. Feel free to send your birthday wishes on the Discord server if you're in there. I was really excited to learn that my birthday, which already gave me an excuse to treat myself, was designated as a day that was all about self-pleasure. When I learned that the date moved in 2005, I felt even more connected to it. That was right around the time that I just realized how into masturbation I actually was. Until then, I'd loved beating off, don't get me wrong. I mean, just how much I enjoyed it as its own activity, with its own benefits and pleasures. Also, to bring that idea home even further, it was in 2005 that I had my first partnered sexual experience. I enjoyed that immensely, but I knew straight away that it would not replace what I'd learned to do solo. I even told my boyfriend at the time, "I love wanking. Don't expect me not to do it because we're having sex." He was totally respectful of that, which was awesome. So maybe the moved date was flagging a little bit of my destiny as a beta and as someone putting themselves out there for the community. I'm already planning something special for Masturbation Day 2026 to combine those celebrations into one big blowout, pun intended. That about wraps it up for my history of Masturbation Month. I couldn't think of a better time to relaunch the podcast and start the conversation about baiting again in the Liam Williams universe. Actually, the conversation hasn't stopped in the Discord server. We're getting close to 1,500 members over there who are constantly talking about their self-pleasure, sharing pictures of it, sharing what inspires them, and generally just building each other up as baiters. I'm really proud of that community and I'm keen to keep it growing. No doubt the server will be full of chat about Masturbation Month celebrations, and I'd love everyone listening to jump in there and let us know what you've got planned or got going on for Masturbation Month and Masturbation Day. I'd love to hear about all the bait positivity that this month has going on for everyone. I'd also love to hear what you think of the episode. I hope you learned something and you're looking forward to learning more about masturbation with me on the Better Beta podcast. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Better Beta podcast. If you like the pod, share it with a bait bud or someone you'd like to become a bait bud. Give it a rating and review and hit subscribe. I hope you join me for the next episode. Until then, happy baiting. Hey everyone, I just wanted to give a shout out to some patrons. Thank you for your support. Patrons who've been with me for a little while now. If you'd like to add your support, then patreon.com/Liam Williams is the place to go for that. I know I say it a lot, but it does make a huge difference to me being able to do the writing and create the podcast. And it also makes a huge difference when I see the little notification come up that someone is loving my work enough to chip in a little bit. Anyway, just want to shout out to Sean W, to Blake, to Alex H, to Yitzhak and Bryce G for their support. Thanks you very much. If you want to support, patreon.com/Liam Williams. Thanks.